treating mental disorders may require some out-of-the-box thinking. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, C. Michael White, distinguished professor and chair of pharmacy practice at the University of Connecticut, discusses a form of treatment that is gaining steam with positive results.
MDMA is an active ingredient in the street drugs ecstasy or Molly. People in dance clubs or raves like the surreal feeling they get from MDMA's psychedelic effects, the improved mood from serotonin release, and the feeling of bonding to strangers from oxytocin release. Investigators hypothesize that these same effects would benefit people with post-traumatic stress disorder who struggle to share their traumatic events or work through them with psychotherapists. We recently completed a meta-analysis statistically pooling all the trials assessing MDMA-assisted psychotherapy with psychotherapy alone. Patients receiving MDMA-assisted psychotherapy reduced the severity of their PTSD symptoms by 22 points and were twice as likely to no longer meet the definition of PTSD by the end of the study. Furthermore, 1 year after having their last MDMA-assisted psychotherapy session, 86% of participants said they received substantial benefits from the combined MDMA-assisted psychotherapy. 71% had fewer nightmares, 69% had less anxiety, and 66% had improved sleep. However, people cannot replicate these benefits by trying illicit MDMA on their own. First off, most ecstasy or Molly tablets have other drugs of abuse in them, like LSD or methamphetamine, which enhances the risks. Second, it isn't MDMA alone that works. It is MDMA allowing people to feel comfortable enough with their psychotherapists to reveal and work through their traumatic events with less pain or anxiety. So, for the half of patients with PTSD not fully benefiting from psychotherapy alone, adding two or three MDMA-assisted psychotherapy sessions to the mix can make a big difference.
That was C. Michael White of the University of Connecticut. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you. Advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.